Drill Baby Drill, Part 2, by Nick Cooper. 4 years ago, at the 2008 Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, activists from Rainforest Action Network, Code Pink, Veterans for Peace, Oil Change International, and others followed the Texas Republican delegates around to their parties and events. The activists dressed up as oil company executives who were cheering them on, said Antonio Yuhas, author of The Tyranny of Oil. Houston activist David Gravy explained that the activists were using satire to, quote, bring attention to the influence of money and oil in the campaign. Across town, Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele stayed up until 2 a.m. working on his speech for the next day, debating whether to include the slogan, Drill Baby Drill. Eric Rush, a conservative blogger, had used it a few days earlier. Quote, guns, baby, guns was the call of black militants during the civil rights movement, who reasoned that armed rebellion was the only way blacks would realize the fullness of their constitutional rights. So perhaps drill, baby, drill ought to be the mantra of those proponents drilling for new oil. The expression also brings to mind burn, baby, burn, which was associated with the 1965 Watts riots in Los Angeles, and of course the 1976 song Disco Inferno. It was also invoked during the California electricity crisis of 2000 and 2001. An Enron trader was recorded chanting burn, baby, burn during a forest fire that would further raise the price of electricity. With the history of the phrase inextricably linked to guns, riots, and disaster, it couldn't connote a very conscientious policy, so Steele thought twice about using it. In a recent interview with Greenwire, Steele recalled, quote, I was worried about how it would be received in the convention hall. He was aware it might sound like a celebration of recklessness. The activists were coming up with phrases to encapsulate the same culture of recklessness. Yuhas remembers brainstorming. Quote, we were struggling. How would you cheer on oil drilling? And we came up with drill, drill, drill. Then our parody was topped by the reality that night. With no taste of irony, and with increasing pride and volume, the audience inside the convention hall chanted, drill, baby, drill. During Steele and Palin speeches, oil company executives could never have imagined such success at branding their product. The activists stood stunned. Quote, when we heard them chanting inside, said Gravy, we were like, oh my God, do we have folks inside too? Jeff Grubler, an activist from a group called the Ronald Reagan Home for the Criminally Insane, said when they heard the chant, quote, we were all blown away. After spending days trying to come up with the most biting parody of this culture, their targets had come up with the perfect parody themselves and wore it with pride. How could you satire such people? 4 years later, the Republican Party's energy plan hasn't improved one drop. Both ABC News and Time Magazine have referred to the Republicans' energy plan as an extension of Drill Baby Drill. For Yuhas, the Republicans are, quote, utterly ignoring the idea that there are consequences like climate change. At least in 2008, there was a feint in that direction. In 2012, it's been eviscerated. For Juan Paras of the nonprofit organization Texas Environmental Justice Advocacy Services, or TEJAS, the poor are always closest to the pollution of extraction, spills, and refining. Quote, there is an extensive risk, he says, that we have to assume in communities for the sake of progress and profit for those who benefit from it. Though Yuhas still sees significant differences between the party's positions on regulation, she says that since 2008, the Democrats also have moved closer to the energy industry's positions. However, it is the Republicans who proudly embrace the most destructive policies. In their 2012 platform, in a section titled Reining in the EPA, they enshrine wholesale deregulation. Quote, the most powerful environmental policy is liberty, the central organizing principle of the American Republic. Liberty must remain the core energy behind America's environmental improvement. Houston Tomorrow's J. Blazak Crossley responds that, quote, it is the role of government to properly assign external costs. When a government fails to do this, we reach the least optimal economic solution in terms of an oligarchic order, where the wealthy are polluting and extracting profits at the expense of the health and quality of life of the bulk of the people. Quote, we have to save ourselves, says Juan Paras. Those in authority are not looking seriously at the issues that are having an impact on low-income communities. We should be pushing for a clean environment instead of drill, baby, drill.